where it says Dvarim Ches, two lines right above that. Amar Rav Yosef, he came out of Yitzchok. There are two Gersh contenders where it says Di Amar or it says Amar. But we're going to discuss that again, we'll have to hide. So Rav Yosef says, or another version has it, Yitzchok says, if you have a pasuk in Chumash for the third page, he says, he shows that it has all of these wonderful tales. Eretz, Kishto, Sir, the Gevin, the same agreement, etc. The Shulis, Aminim, Shemishat, Abraham, Eretz, Yisrael. So Rav Yosef, or Rav Yitzchok says that the pasuk writes them in its distilled water, and there's a kavana here, Koram, look to the pasuk, then look to the bracha. The person has to say a bracha on more than one of these tales, but then whichever Taylor is mentioned first, he should say the bracha first. Take a mashal, halacha l'maisa. Like that person has kiddush on Shabbos morning, and he has cake. So he says, kiddush, you have to say bracha l'agafim first. With kiddush, you have no choice, you have to say bracha l'agafim first. So what about that bracha from Pashahatah? Yeah. You have no choice, you have to say the kiddush first before you have your cake. So let's say for the bracha achrayna. So when you're saying a bracha achrayna, so let's say you had wine and cake, and you're going to say one bracha achrayna, you have to say ala mitri alon arichay, then say ala bechon arichay, then it's twice the same thing. The halacha says you can combine two in one. So when you're combining the two together, so when you're combining two or three together, so in what order do you combine them? Who comes first? Midrash. Who comes first? And the prince is the sinner. I don't think so. I think you say first, you say, I'm missing out on that call. Why do you say first?
Because the commission is
in the order. So what's top of the order? So the more on the same side of the order. Eretz Chita comes first. Then Eretz Beit Shemen Zvai.
You should go over the Gethin Tein Arimah.
Oh, no, no. Chita Ter Gethin Tein Arimah. But then it says Eretz Beit Shemen Zvai. Most of our cakes and so on is made from chita. So if the person has mizrenis, after which you have to say alamichia. And he had wine, you say alamichia alakakol, if Allah doesn't hurt, you got to hear great, and then you don't like it. Then at the end you say, no de lakol, alamichia, no de lakol, alamichia, alamichia, alagetim, got to hear great. First you say the michia, then you say it again. But what happens if the person has barley? What's the din if he had barley and he has olives? Echidim? Let's say he had barley for breakfast. You know, you tell they all eat olives. So let's say he ate some olives and he had some barley. You have to say on this, you don't have to say away something else. So you don't say you ate printed. It's an unusual case. But Makar in that case, you wouldn't say you ate printed in the shida. Alamichi alpakol alway something else. You say Sakeh, because the olives are first, after the Eretz, after the second Eretz. And the Torah is second after the first Eretz. So the olives have Kedima to the barley. So then you should say Sakeh, Al-Ha'eish. So, whatever you say, Al-Ha'eish, 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 then at the end you're going to say, also Sakeh, no, Demachor, Al-Ha'eish, 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 you say Eretz, because it has to go in order. That's what the Tzvi Yeshua points out, that he doesn't talk about Al-Ha'eish. But he says this, the Gris Gemara that says, Kol HaKoydem, whatever is mentioned first, Kol HaMukhtem, the Pasuk said, Mukhtem Yabracha. You think he says that it only goes like Bracha Rishayna? Ah, Bracha Rishayna is only the Rabbanah. No. And even what he wrote in the beginning of the Tzvi Mavach, and it's the right there, but it's only a Chvar, it's a Shver of Tzvi Yeshua that is the right. He says, no, that this idea that the Gemara said, Kol HaMukhtem, the Pasuk, Mukhtem Yabracha, could be according to Bracha Rishayna. That's why we say first Al-Mishya, then we say Al-Gebra. But sometimes you have to say first Al-Ha'eish, and then say Al-Mishya. Then say Al-Mishya. That's your first. Or let's say
all three, so
you
will have to say Al-Ha'eish
for Al-Gebra. Can you ever say Al-Ha'eish? Yeah. Let's say if I had olives and I had wine. So which one is wine? Chita, third, Gebra. Wine is the third, Eretz Kama. And the Zayt is the first one, and the second Eretz. So they can treat the wine. And sometimes it will precede, Mithra also. Let's say the following. There are Hameshit Mini Yoga. There are five kinds of Hameshit Mini Yoga. What are the five kinds of wheat to eat? We say wheat, barley, oats, dry cells. But only two of them are mentioned in the Chumash. By the Shiva Tamina. Shiva Shabcha Banasha says, Eric Kito Shariva, eat his wheat and so his barley. So what about the other three? What about oats, dry cells? What about the other three? Are they included in the Shiva Tamina, Shiva Shabcha Banasha, Eric Kito? And some of them will be subsumed under the category of Kito. And some of them will be subsumed under the category of Torah. Some of them are really branches of wheat, and some of them are variations of barley. So that's what the Gemara says in Sochin, Bach, Lam, and Hamad Aleph, the Gemara quotes as a dice, that the Chit and Sera, Christian, Shabbat, Shul, Shita, and the other three, right, by Matzah, you can make Matzah from any one of the Chamesh of Mini Brothers. And you say, Amartin, you say, Alamichin, you say, Barney, and then you say, Zechamazin. All the dinim of Chamesh of Mini Brothers are the same. So the Gemara says, when you get to Chit of Chala, if you say, say, no, I think you just take one little cookie and another cookie, not the Chala. But if you use a lot of flour, you use between 3 and 5 times of flour, then you say, not the Chala without a broth. Use more than 5 times of flour, 5 or more, then you not the Chala with a broth. So let's say the flour is partially wheat and partially barley. Would it be mitzvah or not? So the Gemara has kashid no esfana. Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. The 10 dishes are all blended in together. If the flour is all blended in together, so then everything is mitzvah. Kol ha-chameshes minim ha-mitzvah is every day. Let's say I made a little dough of wheat flour. Normal flour uses wheat flour. Then I made a little dough from barley flour, and they're just touching each other. If you take the question, you shall become the noshach, become the bubble. All it means when it's all blended in together, so that everything is mitzvah yachad. But if it's mashuch, just biting each other, means that I made one touching, right, I made one isa of flour from chitin, one isa from flour of barley, and I'm just touching a little bit, so then it's not mitzvah, because the chitin and the tzema isn't it? But the Gemara goes into details there. What about kushman, what about shabbat shul, what about chitin? The Gemara says that some of them are sort of told it. Some of them really belong under the category of chitin. Some of them belong under the category of tzav. So the shayla, that's when you get to chiyuv chala. That if I make two different minim, in one of the noshes, then it will be mitzvah yachad. If it's a told, if one is a told of the other. If it's a branch, if it falls under the category of chitin, so it'll be mitzvah of chitin, even though it's not bubble, even though it's not blended all in together. But what will be when you get to the shiva tamim shemishat chabam eretz yisrael? That Imam never discusses. The other three meanings, which are absolutely different, that you have to wash, if you make bread from them, you have to bench, you have to say amaisi, and amusia, but I mean, then it's the whole work. You can make matzah with this, and you can make challah and everything. But what about the oats, rye, and stuff? Are they also from the shivut ha'nin, shivut ha'nin, shivut ha'nin, depending whatever they're told of? If they fall under the category of chita, then it belongs in category number one. If it falls under the category of stuff, it belongs in category number three. The chita, zayit, sora, Vashmarin, and then you have Yadin Benarima. Those in order. So do you say that the other three, the oats, rye, and spelt, also belong either on the category one or category three? Or do you say no? The Shiva Samir, Shiva Shab Samir, only consists of two of the Chamesh Shiva government, the other three not. So the Taisis in Sochin, that takes the Sphere members. The Taisis says something about it. The only story is the Machlej and the Mashur, and the Yeshua, how do we do Taisis? What do Taisis say? The little Taisis, Lamechet, I think the top of Lamechet and the basin is still Yav Masi, it's Sochi. So this Machlej from the Morgan Adron refers you to that Mashur. And on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they point out that the Mashur says that all this issue is. There's a Shaila and Dinah about that. So let's say, let's say you should assume that the other three kinds of grain, oats, rice, stuff, they clear each Shiryu. Let's say a person ate Shiryu. Or he ate their rye bread. Rye bread by Yas has so much wheat in it, so it's really wheat. But let's say they make rye bread that's only rye, but still. Something mamish wheat. Something with the wheat, it makes it really taste. But let's say you make rye bread without any wheat in it, it's just going to be rye, and you have shiri or down the road. So you have to say, let's say burning the vent to sell a mitzvah at the end. So what will he, let's say he had wine, let's say he had olive, he had wine, and he had shiri. And how does he say one? And he has to say Allah Mithya, and he has to say Allah Geth, and he has to say all right. And he can combine it all together, but he's not going to say the way it's printed in the Siddur. He has Allah come first, and then comes the wine comes second. Allah Mithya comes third over here, according to one day in Pasuk. because of is the Mechamesh is mini govern that you need our Mishra. But it's not the Mishra, it's a mini Mishra, it's not Chana Merit and Shodach Law. It's not number one, it's not number three. It's not any of the above. It's not any of the seven. It's just a comes later. It's just a comes later. They have a sense that in the Bracha Chani, one says Moshe Kosov, but he does. They say, Al Ha'i, Kapri Ha'i, Bala Gefen, Bala Gefen, they say, Bala Rishin, Al Ha'ko, and that's in a different order. That's what the Pneishu points out. It is the miracle of Muslim Tzatz and Muslim Bebracha. It's not only the Bracha Rishon, it's to get the Bracha Chayna. We have it all the time. When you say Bracha Chayna, you say Alamit, you want to combine the two together. You have to say it in the proper order. I think the din is going to be the same. Even if the flowers were not mixed, as long as when you made the Rishon, you blended the two Rishons together. You made a very good meal. The Rishon could also be with everything that's in the Tzatz.
Yeah, why
can't
you
say in Tosha
Chito
means also the Chito that you... It's all the same. Yes, that's the Machlokes. That's Machlokes to bring Yeshua with the Masha. Whether the other three, Chito should go to Shul. And Kutzman, are they Mamish forms of Chito Thursday that fall under these two headings also? Or not, they're Mamish separate, and only two of the Chamesh Shmini Dodon are from the Minish and the Shtab Chedam Eretzitra. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say this, and you know, because the Gemara sounds like, if you would ask me, I thought that this is in Gansu the Asmachta Midi Rabbanon. It is that when a Muslim is present, Muslim is not, and there is Kano with the Aristotle, there is some Kita, there is some Zayus, there is some Sarah, there is some Rosh Gemara, there comes Gephi, there is Rima. I thought the whole thing is an Asmachta, but the Gemara doesn't sound like it's an Asmachta, because the Gemara says, to Kita the Rabbanon, that this Madama who says that the all of the seven things mentioned in the process have a significance with respect to what comes first in the bracha is in disagreement with the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan says kol atzot yikudu mishirut ne'amat, so it's a machleik, what do you mean a machleik? It's lots of asnachta. It's only an asnachta b'yalma, the first one. You can't make two asnachtas on a pasuk, it's a rule. Pesach is right from Masechet Sotah, the beginning of Erev Nemora, that when the Gemara says that if the pasuk either goes for this or goes for that, and if all it goes for this, where do you learn that back from? This is only to give them the deal Rosh and Gemur is their right to. If you're talking about Asmachtis, you can have two Asmachtis, the five Asmachtis on the same Pasuk. So the Pashtus and the Gemur, the Gemur says the bigger the Rav Kodim, and the simple shot is that the Gemur house first, that the first one is the Rosh and Gemur, and the second one is the Rosh and Gemur, and how can it be? It's a bigger than Rosh and Gemur, the second one is an Asmachtis. The first one is a real bona fide Rosh. The Gemur says this, I don't think, the Gemur says, yeah, the Enoch, Hani Shiurim on the six lines on the top. Mara says, this pasuk keeps the Sarah Gephardt and Tainarim. The pasuk means to tell us that there are seven shiurim in halacha. The pasuk tells us, that everything in Eretz Yisrael, the stones, the vegetables, the food, everything in Eretz Yisrael has halachic significance. Oh, the Eilig is Eitzim is a din from Kazari. The Eilig is Sarah is a shiur from Tisarah. The Chitim is a din from Chitim. Everything is Megel halach. Everything that's in Eretz Yisrael is a Tainarim de Gizah. So the Gemara says, the Pliger, the first Madama holds, it goes on Kedim, and the Drasha, second Madama seems to hold, and comes from different. Then the Gemara says, no, the second one is only a Drasha. The first one is the real, the second one is only an Asmachta. The first one is the real Drasha Gemara. So that's what the Penishu is about. How can the first one be a Drasha Gemara if the whole Bechus HaNenim is only the Rabbanim? So he says, well, if you hold the Bracha HaKoreinu, if you hold Allah Michi as their Eitzah, Bechus HaMar is the Zichah their Eitzah. What about Allah Michi? What about Allah Gephin? The best of my places in Rishayim, and I stop it in Shulchan Aruch, another time. Because the point of those Rishayim who insist that Allah Michi, the Nachtok, after the Shiris HaMim, is their Eitzah, it's a third. After all, it's a third, the Chalpah is the Rosh HaGarach, the Sashem HaTecha. But there's Eretz HaShalot, how does it go? Eretz Chitim, it's already given and taken in Eretz HaShem HaGarach. Eretz HaShalot, it's a third of Tehoch HaBalachem, Chalpah is the Rosh HaGarach, the Sashem HaTecha. Some Rishayim say that the Chalpah is the Rosh HaGarach, only goes on Melechem. Hashalot is mitzvah itself upon lechem, only goes on lechem. And other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, it goes on everything. But on lechem, you have to say gimel brachas shleimos, you have to say three separate brachas. And on the first one, chitah v'tzorah gefen, you say meyeh shalosh, you can say alam lechem, you can abridge it. But it's not that in the right, so that's what the Pnei Yeshua answers. He says, when the mashmor comes to the mother, it sounds like the first drasha is the drasha gemur. The second one is the asma. So what is the Gemara? Let's see this Gemara. Hukligi the Rashbana. First the Gemara starts off that the first Madama who says that the Pasuk is giving me in this order is teaching me the Seder Kedimus for Bracha Rishon or Bracha Achron or whatever is in disagreement with Achron. Achron says the Pasuk has in Gamsin a different meaning. Kala particle is Shuranama. Everything in Eretz Yisrael has halachic significance. Chita, what's the Shia for Chita? It's none. Hanichnas the bias hamaluka. We have such a thing as Saraz Batin. Okay, and a bias is determined as Mitzorah, that whoever walks into the house, even if you don't touch it, if you touch it, there's one din of Tumah. Even if you don't touch it, if you're sitting on the outside, you touch it, you're Tumah. Even if you don't touch it, you just walk into the bike for a second, you walk in for a second, you run out, then you're also Tumah. But the question is, what about the clothing that you're wearing? So that's where the Braita makes the distinction. If I'm wearing the begotten, I'm wearing the rings, I'm wearing the shoes and socks and the underwear and so on, and I run in and I run out, so I become Tumah in the yard, that the begotten that I'm wearing and the jewelry that I'm wearing does not become Tumah. Unless I'll be Shaya for a while, because the Pasuk says, Oecho Babayi, the Chavis is the brother. What do you mean? Oecho Babayi is, and if he just sits there for an hour, and he's not Oecho, so he's not, it's a Pele, because then how can it be? That's what the Pele means. So the Chacham had a tradition, Oecho Babayi means, he stays in the Bayis long enough to eat. Long enough to eat what? If you have a Chatzin, it takes 5 hours to eat. If you have a cup of coffee in a day, it takes 2 minutes. So how long? So the Chacham had a tradition, Tadakhilas Prat means what? If he eats, a prat means a loaf of bread that I broke in half. The loaf of bread, the Havdik is a loaf of bread. How can you have something? And at home you have a little loaf. So the Chacham is talking of a loaf of bread, Mazer Shtei Sudus. And Shabdi Asha Shalva Sudus. And the Sudus Shlishi is just going to make a little bit. The Yetu will taste. So the first 2 Sudus, you just have to have pot. So the Mazer Shtei Sudus is how much bread a person normally eats in 2 meals. So when you divide that in half of Prat, that means to break that Prat in half, so you're going to have Mazel Sudah, how much bread you eat in 1 meal. So how much? Use that pocket because there's a Machlekes HaTanayim in Erevin. In the end of Erevin, around that fine Cheset law. And a Machlekes HaRishayim in Shochanach had a Prat, so which time is the Prat like? We've got Mazel Sudah, how much bread do you normally eat in 1 meal? Is that 4 bacon or is that 3 bacon? In other words, how big is the whole loaf of bread to begin with? Was a big loaf of bread 8 bacon? The volume of 8 basins, or was it the volume of 6 basins? So that when we cut it in half, it's going to be the crowd, the half, it's going to be how much bread a person normally eats in 1 meal. In Israel, you see obviously much more bread during the meal. But in America, we eat more of the courses in the middle, so we eat much less bread. If we eat bread, a lot of people don't eat bread at all. And if you eat bread, then just after the ages began, you have a little bread. But years ago, you eat a lot of bread. So sometimes I make more than others. So the Adam Achleg is what's considered normal. 4 basins is normal, and you look at the other ones, you're feeling the least, you're not eating enough, undernourished. The other says, no, 3 basins is normal, and he's overeating. Machleg is what's considered normal. Under Tanoim, have a Machleg is what's normal for Shabbos, what's normal for weekdays. One time it says Shabbos eats more, the other time it says no, Shabbos eats less. And he says he eats more other things, he eats shalom, he eats other things, he eats less bread. That's all in the Mishnah there in Erevin. So the Chacham had a tradition when the Pharisee says, Ha'echo Abol Abayis, it's Tumah. You walk into the house, the Bayis HaMenugah, and you walk out, so you just stay there for a second, you're Tumah. And if you're carrying the begotten, and you're running and you run out, so the begotten and the rings or the shoes or the socks that you're carrying, you become Tumah immediately. But if you're wearing the begotten, so then the begotten that you're wearing and the shoes and the socks and the rings that you're wearing do not become Tumah unless you're Echo Babayis. You have this begotten. What do you mean, Echo Babayis? Loved out the Echo means he stayed there long enough that he could have eaten a meal. And how long does it take to eat a meal? So what constitutes a meal? Either the time that it takes to eat 4 basins of bread, the time that it takes to eat 3 basins of bread. What kind of bread? There's different kinds of bread. If you eat rye bread, if you eat pumpernickel, you have different kinds of bread. So they had a tradition, a normal bread that's made from paschitin, made from wheat flour. And you're not eating it like this. He's mated. He's in a very relaxed position, a very refined position, comfortable for eating. And he's eating it with this tongue. He's dipping in his into mayonnaise. He's dipping into sauce that it should be liquid. It should be easy to eat. Tasty. If he's just eating dry bread, it's going to take him longer to eat it. But if it's a little liquidy, he has a drink with it, so it'll go down faster. He'll be able to eat it faster. So the Chachamim had a tradition that this process, Eretz Chita, the Chita in Eretz Yisrael is the shear which we use to be Kaveya. How long does the person have to be showing in the Bayis HaMenugah in order that the begotten that he's wearing should be Tumah? No, come on. It's a Mishnah. And Nichnas of Bayis HaMenugah, a person walks into a Bayis that's Tumah. So that, it doesn't matter whether it's Muklot or it's only Muklot, it doesn't matter. If you Nichnas, it's the Tumah you anyway. There's other differences, and that's going to get to this. The Kalev of Seifah, And he has the clothing on his shoulder. He's not wearing it. The sandal of his shoes, the tabloid to the other, and he's holding his rings in his hands. So who the hand to name he is? He's Tommy immediately, and the begodim, he came in those rings and are Tommy immediately. But what if he's wearing the begodim? Then he said the begodim do not become Tommy immediately. The bottle of Gabi the body, Hoya Lovish came off. If he's wearing his begodim, the sandal of the rod, logging his shoes around his feet, the tabloids of the other boys, seven his rings around his fingers. And he walks in for a second and he runs out. Who's Tommy? Yeah, his body is Tommy immediately. But the tailing or the jewelry that he's wearing, the hang tar, they're not Tommy. The pastor says, oh, but nice, you have his brother. So only if he stays so long, only if he stays so long, the mountain farm that is taken to you, say half of the loaf of bread, the height of the loaf of bread is the Muslim state students. The time that it would take to eat Muslim students, which is either 3 basim or 4 basim of what? We have 4 basim of what? The mice is not eating anything here. He's just sitting in the Bais HaMenuga, sitting and talking on the telephone in the Bais HaMenuga. He's not eating anything. When it says Ha'echol, it just means Ashay, is there Achilles? Is there Achilles? There's different kinds of Achilles Pras. Is it Achilles Pras? Let's say he's drinking soda. So how long does it take to drink a Pras of soda? Much less time than it takes to eat pumpernickel of Pras of pumpernickel. Pras, let's say, means for the volume of 4 basin of soda. Some of this cup is 4 basin of soda. So how long does it take to drink a glass of soda? Very little time. How long does it take to eat a glass of pumpernickel? Much longer than it takes to eat a glass of challah. So the pumpernickel is drier. And especially if you go to the nature of the echo ballista, if you're going to dip it into something moist, yeah, the nature is concentrated, it's going to eat it faster. So you can eat different shurim after that, he was drier. Different shurim, that's how the Ben Hashkina writes on the mitzvah of Gira Noshe. Because let's say a person eats shakes the food. So you only get malchus if you eat kazayis. Let's say I eat kazayis, I can eat a half of kazayis today, and eat a half of kazayis tomorrow, and you say that I'm going to get malchus. No, that's not mitzvah. Eat a little bit now, a little bit tomorrow. Only if you eat it within a certain time limit. So what's the time limit? Because the Gemara says, if you eat the kazayis, that's the day I feel exhausted. You pause a little bit, but you have to have from the beginning of the kazayis to the end of the kazayis should not take more than the amount of time that it would take to eat 4 basin. 4 basin of what? 4 basin of what? So then we have 4 basin of whatever it is that you're eating. If you're eating a vela flesh, so how long would it take to eat 4 basin of that kind of flesh? If you're drinking yayin, so how long would it take you to drink 4 basin of wine? And if you're eating bread, that's trace, how long would it take you to eat 4 basin of bread? So you eat it, a diet of trace of bread. In the amount of time that it would have taken you to eat 4 kibbasim of bread, he says each and every individual might have been Roha Raya, it brings a Raya that the Achredim have in Machlech, is what if the person is drinking burning hot tea or burning hot coffee? And he can't drink it so clear, so it takes a long time. But some Achredim say that you measure it by hot tea. How long would it take you to drink 4 basin of hot tea? It would take you much longer than cool tea. So some Achredim hold that it'll be Mitzareis, the Revius or the Kazayis, whatever the Shir, it will be Mitzareis. The amount of time that it would take you to eat, to drink, 4 basin of burning hot tea. Another thing, no, that hot tea and cold tea are the same thing, and you measure the pras by cold tea, which you drink down very quickly. So the Minhasina says, you see from the whole discussion in Achrenin, that you measure Sechede Achilas pras by each and every individual Michael, separate. If you're eating straight of potatoes, if you're eating, let's say, matzah from a petlach, the matzah has one shear. Are you eating Yishin matzah? Are you eating Hanma Shmura? It's a different consistency, it'll take you a different amount of time. It depends which mitzvah you're doing or which aveira you're doing to determine which food it is that you're eating. Because the only time that Talmud gave the shiur kavua, this is the shiur, is when you're not eating anything. And the Pharaoh goes into the Bais HaMenuga, and our Rosh says, he's Talmud Miyad. But if the garden that he's wearing, or the rush, or the rings that he's wearing, the shoes, that's only Talmud if he stays there so long that he would have been able to eat a pras of food, a pras of what food? He's not eating any food to chal. He just show you. So there they had a chap on some kind of food. So the tradition had it. Chito. The amount of time that it would eat takes to eat 4 kibbasim, either 3 or 4 kibbasim, of paschit. That's what he claims is the pshat in the Gemara. It's a sign against all of the things. And Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chasam Sefer that Shir Kedach in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. So let's say sometimes a chayla, the doctor tells me should eat half a quart of meat. You eat a little bit, then wait, and then eat a little more, so you shouldn't eat the full shear. Shear on your kippah is not the vice, it's close to the sandal, so you want to talk to my but you shouldn't need to pay for Shabbat the first day after your Shabbat. The first day after your Shabbat, how long is that? So you should do a quote in the name of the Chazam Sofer, 11 minutes. 9 minutes, okay, 9 minutes, 11 minutes. And others, big machlejit are finding there, what's the shim? Who has any people? They all have the machlejit. So the Minchas Kinnah holds that the whole thing is a mistake. How can you give a shir? What Tetzibach in the Tzatz is? Each and every Oichel HaMashq is a different, depends what you mean. You have to test it out. And let's say, some people are very slow eaters, some people can gobble down very quickly. So that's Allah in Tzavea, not in Beinari. That's the judge by an Oren Beinari. It doesn't depend on the slow eater, it doesn't depend on the fast eater. So it depends on an Oren Beinari and this particular food in the house in the time. You can't just say, all foods are going to have the same shir.
Why?
The Hassan Sefer thinks all is an absolute objective shear. He holds that this shear, the day Achilles starts creeping, makes the Rechub Elifton, gives the shear to everything. Whenever there's a shear to everything. But the Mechastin of Sinai, you see a lot of Achlenim didn't hold like that. They're all right in the Machlegis by the Hatsin. You see that they held each Michael is judged separately, and Machlegis by the Hatsin and Kolti are the same. Or a different shear. This is a good point that some says, 9 minutes, I think, 9 minutes. Most of the Achranians disagree, yes. Most of the Achranians disagree with that, some says. It's a very big teller, why he quoted what. It's not a teller. Mr. Brewer writes in the introduction what he's going to do. When the Achranian on the daf, he'll quote whoever has something to say. If it's a true mistake that he's not on the daf, that's it. Well, they're not wrong with the tzad, it's not the shekel, it's been running with his blood. And the Moshe, whoever wrote down the daf, he's going to quote. If he likes. And whoever didn't write on the daf, the Shulah says that he writes in the introduction, he's only going to quote what appears in the Sefer Tzidkei Shulah. There's a little Sefer for the Tzidkei Shulah, and he'll continue to keep on. Only quote the Chasam Sefer, he doesn't quote the others. If you look in the others, there's a Sefer also signed in the Tzidkei. Printed around 100 years ago, less, 80 years ago. And he has a Likus of all of the Achrenim under the sun. He must sit by sit on the Shulchan Aruch. But there, on he'll continue to keep on. He quotes many, many sheep is different, very different from the Minchas, from the Chasam Sefer. There's a claim hold that Chasam Sefer is wrong in this issue. Hold that it's not 9 minutes, they hold there. Some hold that it's more, and most of them hold much less than 9 minutes. 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 3.5 minutes, 3/4 minutes. You have a whole machlokes in Shalom. They all base it on Gemara, because Gemara in Tamim Abitim. Instead of testing it out to see how long it takes to eat the food, but they all base it on Gemara, they don't base it on fermentation. There's a little Sefer, Piskei Tshuvah, a very humorous aliquot of Tshuvah for him. The one who published it himself right from the beginning, that this is the believe it or not of Halacha. He's going to quote Tshuvah that he never believed existed, and he says, going to tell you exactly where it is. They can check it up and see that he's not going away. So he quotes that this very unusual thing, that he quotes, usually gives everything with a mom up. And once in a while he quotes something that he heard of Shmuel. And you see how Shmuel Baal said without, so this is something he says that he heard that the Beit HaLevi, Rabbi Yosher Ben Rivka, once tasked him the following. That if there are two people who want to walk into the shul, and one is carrying the talisman sermon on his hand, and the other one already has the talisman sermon on, so he takes precedence to walk into the shul first. I would have thought, the one is wearing the talisman sermon. He's wearing the talisman sermon. He's doing a mitzvah. The other one is just carrying. That he says that Yeshua Beth Alavetchik said no, that the one who's carrying goes first. Why? Well, I'll write to you tomorrow. You see that when you're wearing the godin, when you're wearing the arenas and the shoes and the sash, it's buckle and gabi the body. When you're carrying it, it's a gabi al chashuv oimid b'fnei atmo. Whatever you wear is buckle and gabi the body. So the one who's wearing the tefillin, the tefillin are buckle and gabi his body. The one who's carrying the tefillin, those tefillin have more chashuv. Huh? I wouldn't see it either.
I can't get
to
the bed.
Yeah, they can go either way. Yeah, but it's not what happened to the bed. Yeah, that's not, yeah, that's hell, it's all things.
Oh, that's
good. The whole thing is a teller, I don't know. I find it hard to believe. This he doesn't talk in any case.
I would say that's the person that carries, but he has to get in the truth to the Talmud.
The Gemara is explaining each one of the seven fruits and vegetables mentioned in this passage has to do with the sheep. So the Gemara says, that's the sheep for sheep. What's the sheep for Torah? So the Gemara continues, Torah, Yisnan. We have a Nishnan Aholi. Amazed, if you have a dead body, it's amazed as Natami the Magga the Master Uba Oyo. So what is Magga? Magga means I touch the mace, even if I don't move it. And Master means if I'm wearing gloves and I touch the mace, and then it's time to come. But if I'm wearing gloves and I pick up the mace, that's called Magga. Even though I'm wearing gloves and there's no Magga, but still that's Magga. That's Master is Natami. So how big does the mace have to be that it's in the time of the Magga the Master? Here's a place to sell them. Yes, that's yes. Even if it doesn't move at all. But if he has gloves on, because then there's no matter, but there still will be matzo. You'll still have matzo if he picks it up. So how big does it have to be that it's in the time of the matzo? Because kazai is gloves or then it's in the time of the matzo. What if it's not gloves or what if it's a bone? Let's say the body that he decomposed, and all the buses disappeared, and all you have left is atomic. So then, how big does the bone have to be? The bones are also going to disintegrate. How big does the bone have to be that it's in the time of the Magen Master? So if it is, essence is very wrong. If it's the size of a barley kernel, very tiny, barley kernel is very small, third of a penny, very tiny thing. If it's the size of a half a penny or so, there's Natame, the Magga, or the Master, the end of Natame, the oil. What if it's not even touching it, not even moving it at all? It's just in the same room. So then, as long as it's Natame, if you have a lot more. Does Rashi say how much you have to have? No, no, you have to have much more to be Natame, the oil. You have to have Rav Minyan, or Rav Dunya, you have to have Shed River, the Gold, a lot. You have to have a lot. That's that one. That's a good story. So you can say, there's the Mishnah and the Holocaust. You can think of a Holocaust in this Torah. So the Mishnah says, that's the Shira of Torah. And sure enough, we have another Shira of Torah, like Tzilin.
Yeah.
How wide did the Ritzilin of the Tzilin have to be? If you keep on putting out the Ritzilin, after a while, they wear out and they get narrower. And when they get too narrow, then it says, sure enough, you should buy new ones that are wider. How wide did the Ritzilin have to be? The Tesis in the office, quote in the name of the Tesis, Shemusha Rabbah, Tesis in his onion, it has all the hills of sin in it. So the Shemusha Rabbah says it has to be the width of a barley grain, Shisoya. And if it's not that width, so we're Machmed, you shouldn't say Brachas. You should put on the sin because maybe it's not Machmed, there's the same anymore, it has to be so wide. But you shouldn't say Brachas because the Shemusha Rabbah holds it, if it's not Shisoya wide, so you're not the 8 minutes.
Are there 2 inches of the arm?
No. Let's say the person has a short arm. We have a meaning that we do 7 kliches. I think I call it. But if the person has a short arm, and let's say a child is just on this one, his arm is not long enough. So he'll make 5 kliches. He'll make 4 kliches. The world doesn't come to that. You don't need the kliches. It's just a shalich from here to here.
On top of the shoulder.
Before the kriche, but the shalyad is only a kosher tefillah if it has rituas, and the rituas are only kosher if they're the width, according to the Shemusha. But if at the time that I do the kriche at the beginning of the shalyad, if the rituas are not wide enough, then the whole tefillah is not kosher. It's not a kosher shalyad.
The smaller the now. It's smaller than now.
It's very small. No, sometimes it's small. It's something like a watermelon stick. Like a watermelon stick.
Yeah.
The pasuk says, "Chisa Sarah Gevin and Tenerim." The Gemara says everything in the pasuk is this year. So the Gemara says this year of Seorah is relevant to Tumas Ames. And if you have a bone of the mace, that's only the size of a barley grain, a soda, it's metame but mazim mazim. Look, in the time, you have to have much more than that. You have to have a lot more bones. But just in the time of the mazim mazim, all you need is an ethnic kisar. I mentioned that we have another share of soda, and there's a soda. But the soda to the soda has to be kisar or white. That's what says, of course, from the Shemusha Rabba. You see from the Gemara that other parts of that is the mold, that there is a possibility of a mace that's only the time of the mazim mazim, it's not the time of oil. Shouldn't be so surprised about that. Meitei Akum. Most of the Rishonim Paschal, like the Tanya, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that Meitei Akum along the time of the Mavim Masa, not the time of Goyal. You have a lot of things like this in the Mishnah, about things that are the time of the Mavim Masa, not the time of Goyal. It's not so surprising. Then the Gemara continues. It's a Geffen. Where do you see that Geffen is significant, great so significant of being Kavesh here? Today will be Yisrael with Nazir. So what in the world does that mean?
Yeah.
Another is not permitted to drink wine, but to drink what it is, he gets maltier. But what do you mean, Geffen? That's a pasuk in Nazir. What's being added on over here, Geffen? Very unclear, but Tysus explains it. Tysus Ibn Maschel Geffen explains it. Tysus in Erez and Tysus in Sukkot. This same piece of Gemara, all the pasuk hazeh kuno l'shurim nema, all the shurim, all the seven meanings from the Shabbat and the Nisrael are referring to the seven different shurim. So this same identical Gemara appears in the beginning of Sukkot and the beginning of Erev. So the Tysus explains in both places based on a Tosefta, where it's in the Perish like that. It says in the Parsha of Nazir, not only is the Nazir not permitted to eat grapes, he's not permitted to drink wine, he's not even allowed to eat the lulavim, he's not even allowed to eat the leaves or the shells, the shells, anything that grows on the vine, even the things that are not edible. Grapes is objective. Grapes is objective, he's not allowed to see. That's said in the Chumash. But even the fish, let's say they already removed the grapes and he just has the service. He just has the fish. Or he has the lulavim, which are not really edible, from the vine. So the Gemara understands in the passage that that is also included in the prohibition, he's not allowed to eat it. So the Tanayin have a machlekes in the Mishnah in Nazir. If he eats it, he gets malchus. How much does he have to eat? You have to have a kashir. So what's the shear? So do you say the shear for wine is revius, and the shear for grapes is kazayis? Because this is a mashke and this is an eichon. What's the shear for all of these things? Are neither eichon nor mashke, they're not even edible. So is the shear kazayis or is the shear revius? And maybe I should say the shear even for the wine is kazayis. Maybe I should say the shear for the grapes is revius. So all the possibilities exist. There are a lot of shikas in the Mishnah, and those are different interpretations, so every possibility exists over there. The Tosafot says that this means the following, they call it the Tetragram. This fellow, this Nazir, is eating alim or lulavim. He's eating the parts of the grapevine that are not edible. And in order to be like it, and he's like on it, but in order to be like it, he's eating kashir. So how much is the shir? The shir is revealed. It goes according to that time that the shir is revealed. Even though it's a solid, but it's not a Michael. You don't measure it with the value, you measure it with a beast. So how much is it a beast? It's a beast. It's the volume of the base on Michael. So the professor says, how do you measure that? Well, you get a container that has you can fill it up. The professor says, no. The professor says, you figure it out by displacing. I have a cup full of water. The professor says, instead of filling it with water, you have to fill it with water. So let's go fill it with water, the normal way. I have a cup full of water. And then this fellow ate so much lulavim, or so much alim of the lulavim that they get. So I have to put the alim and the lulavim into the cup of water, and a little bit is going to be overflowing, so it's going to have another container on the bottom. And then in the bottom container, I'll see when it reaches the point of revius, so I know that he has eaten the revius of alim and the lulavim. So that's simple. So what does it have to do with getting? So you can use water? You can use water also. Who says you have to displace? That's what the perceptor says. No, Kachnema Halacha. Halacha says when you're displacing the liquid to determine how much is the revius, it's going to be tonic. So it goes with the revius. We figure out how much is the revius of the leaves, the alim, and the lulavim, the inedible part of the vine. Instead of using a container with water and displaced water, use a container with water. What's the difference going to be the same thing anyway? No. It's not going to be the same. Because the tension
wine is much thicker, so the wine, let's say when you make kiddush a lot of times on Gadol, you see that the wine, even though it's filled to the top, it doesn't spill over. Right? That suspension is going to hold more on top of the cup. So in order that a full raviyah should spill over, you're going to have to eat more olive in the water. In other words, we'll make a lot of him. He really ate a raviyah of olive oil over. But kach dem alacha, that would make him, we say that that's not yet a raviyah. He has to eat more. If he would have been placing water, he would have given him the malchus already. He ate a raviyah. But because alacha said you measure with wine, you do the displacement with wine, so I say, a full raviyah of wine will not spill over yet. There is a machlekes hatanan whether the shear is revealed to the shear is kizayis. And then the question is, whatever the shear is kizayis to revealed, how do you measure it? So measure the displacement. Who says you displace wine? Wine is displaced water. So the Gemara says, that's what you learn from this pasuk. That the pasuk says, yes, man, you go to the cooler. That you go to the cooler. Instead of displacing water and saying he already ate the whole revealed, you say no. You have to use wine and you say he didn't yet have the revealed. Gepin is referring to that shear. They revealed Yain and Nazir for the purpose of displacement. What does Te'eva, where do you ever have a shear in halacha that depends on the size of a fig? The Gemara says, Kibrez with Lahotah Shabbos. And on Shabbos, in order to violate the Yisam Malach HaFaytah, you have to carry a kashir. And the Mishnah has, in all different objects, if you carry paper, what's the shear? If you carry metal, what's the shear? If you carry wood, if you carry cloth, if you carry food, if you carry Michael Bain. And you have three prokin in the middle of Masechah Shabbos. That is a 24 prokin. Around three prokin are dedicated to giving you the exact details of the shear. So one of the many shear is, if you're carrying food, then usually the shear is kibregis. Usually the shear is kibregis. Where is it? A dried out fig.
Any kind of?
Dried out fig. Some are an average size fig. How dried out is it? Some are average size. I don't know exactly what they say. Average size? I don't know. Rima, where do you have a shear of pomegranate to the sun? Well, you have a kli, it's mekabotune. But if the kli has a big hole in the bottom, then it's not useful anymore, so then you throw it out in the garbage. So it doesn't have a bit of a kli. That's when you have shear of a kli, it's mekabotune from sumer. And obviously it's not mekabotune in the town of Labo. So how big does the hole have to be? The Rashi quotes from the Mishnah. If it's a kli that was manufactured by a company, that factory is going to manufacture. So if you're going to have a slight little hole on the bottom, so the company's going to throw it out in the garbage. You won't be able to sell it because it has a little hole. But if it's great on the bottom, the product person made his own clee, so he's going to be caught on his game, he's not going to throw it out in the garbage. But then only if it has a significant size hole. If it's going to have a little hole, obviously it's not going to cook soup in it, no, but it'll hold it, it'll keep the good clee instead of cooking soup. It'll keep it to hold oranges. And if it has such a big hole that oranges will fall out, it'll keep it to hold grapefruit. I keep it to hold bigger things. But if the hole is so big that it remaining will fall through, pomegranates will fall through, then the sun is going to throw it out in the garbage. So that's the shear. The Kabbalah Tumah purposes. If it has such a big hole, it doesn't have a bit of a tree. And if it already was sun, the tumah will be broken. That shear is that tree is in the sun. It doesn't have to be shear, it's that tree be a diamond. The tree is nature's eye club. It's also a tree in Israel. And the Kabbalah won't be the Kabbalah Tumah.
No.
Hold the pomegranate. Because pomegranate is a big tree. So you can hold the tree to hold itself with a hole. Cabbages to hold other fruits of vegetables. And if you have a significant hole, so you won't put in lemons. Lemons will fall through. You won't put in eggs. The eggs will fall through. Put in bigger things.
If you'll use it.
Yes. If you're still going to use it, so then it still has the same tree. But if it's a piece of junk, then it's called the tree and isn't. Cosplay Balabaxin. See you around 3 months. And then it says, by the Eretz Day Shemen, what shear do you have that kizayis? I'm Rabbi Yezir Rechamin, and she calls shear real kizayis. All the shear and color tarakula, everything is kizayis. Break the Gemara at this time, say, and call shear real kizayis. I'm going to be all the shear and my kizayis. Lita hana piyamot. It just recognized five other things that are not kizayis. Don't look at the Gemara. What it meant to say was, Eretz, shearav shear real kizayis. Most of the shear and color tarakula, are kizayis. Yeah. Rashi gives you the shaman. Rashi writes, Achilas, Chelo, Dam, Nais, Atikul.
All of these, Chel of Dam, and most of these are the Shiras Kazai. It's a big style of Dam.
This is also
the Dam. This is also, yeah.
Why
is Mati? Because I'm Mati, because I'm Mati, because I'm Mati, because I'm Mati, because and I think, I mean, the Rishonim already questioned the Dam. Is it really? The Rambam also writes, the Dam is Kazayis. The Rambam writes, the Luchat Macholot Tosil is one who eats Kazayis, Dam is Loikas. So the Ne'iri, the beginning of Erezin, is Ma'oridis. Dam is a Halikwood, so shouldn't the Shir for Dam be Rezias? Usually in Erechlam, the Shir is Kazayis, and in Mashlam, the Shir is Rezias. So how come Rashi and the Rambam write that the Shir by Dam is Kazayis? So the Ne'iri claims, Ne'iri and Erezin write, it's only Dam Shanikrash. If it's Faglib at the Dam, if it's in the Salas there.
Rashi
on the bottom makes
sense.
No, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. I'm telling you why the Shir is Ravi. It's basically Ravi, it's the same as Kazai. That's the Rashi quotes like Gemara. That's a different thing. But the Neri writes like that.
This is a microphone. That's
dumb,
like,
it's not
like
you can't start to that's not like the Miri. That's not like the Miri. Another day, like the Chayodim writes that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the name of the Chayodim, that the shear for burning the flesh is after having soup is Kazai. If you have Kazai for soup, it's going to be burning for flesh. Why should it be Kazai? Shouldn't it be Miri? Soup is a liquid, so the answer is no, it's a liquid Michael. The difference between Michael and Mashke is not someone's liquid versus solid, but rather a beverage versus a food. So they're a liquid food? They're a liquid food. Let's say someone is on a diet and he drinks Slim Fast. But I'm not sure. So the Slim Fast he takes is the third as basically milk. It's basically milk. It's different. Let's say, yeah, but it's basically milk. That's in some also a beverage. But there are other things. No, let's say a baby has Enfamil or something. It's very liquidy formula. All liquidy, but that's called Makola Shalatina. That's all the baby eats. Well, let's say a baby is nursing from the mother. Let's say there's a bigger example. A baby is nursing from the mother. So there's a sugging thesis in the end of Masechah Shabbos that the cholov that the baby nurses from the mother's body has a bit of an echo. The person says, how you talking? Milk is just milk. Milk is one of the mashkin. And he says, no, but what the baby is drinking, that's called Makola Shalatina. That's all the baby eats. So that's not labeled as a beverage. That's a liquid Michael. Michael, like the liquid state of solid state, has a din of an eichel. Nafkamina kazayis or as he is, that's one nafkamina. Well, to this day, the Gemara nafkamina is for Kabbalah Tumah. The din is that eichelim are only the Kabbalah Tumah if they have hechsher. If it drinks the rock, if you add a little water. And mashkim on the Kabbalah Tumah without hechsher. So the Gemara says, if the mother is tamei, when the milk comes out from her body, the milk will become tamei, and then the baby drinks the milk, then there's a din of the rabbanon that the baby becomes tamei because he's been drinking so much milk. So the Gemara asks, and how did the milk become hoksha mekabel tumah, that it should be mekabel tumah from the mother? So the Gemara says, if the mother just took a bath, and her body is still moist with water. The person says, what do you have? Milk has to be hoksha mekabel tumah, and I like the milk is a hamashke. The person says, no, but the Gemara is talking with the Mishnah increases that the Gemara is quoting. The person says, no, but the Mishnah increases is talking about the baby nursing from the mother's body. So the milk that the baby nurses, that's called Machala Sharatina. So Zina Ka'echov, it's not Zina Kemashka. That's what the Chayyadim says, when it gets the soup. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that soup is Zina Ka'echov. And that's the Pashtus by Dam. People don't...
They say, eat your soup.
Yeah, eat your soup. Yeah. The Pashtus is, let's say, well, there are going who enjoy drinking Dam. There are going who enjoy drinking Dam in slaughterhouses. So they don't drink the Dam because they're thirsty. They drink the Dam because it's very healthy. It's a healthy Michael. It's like a soup. So that's the Pashtus by Rashi and the Rambam hold that the Shir for Dam is Kazai, it's not reviewed. But the Miri does write like that. The Miri in the beginning of Erim writes, Dam Shanik, Dam Korush. Is Kazai. So he's implying that if it's liquid dam, liquid state, the shear would be reduced.
But if
your
baby drinks milk regularly, but somebody
don't
nurse,
also,
I will also say that that's called a
full of shalat
and it would be like an
oracle.
It's only because the mother's milk
has
in it more than just milk.
Probably.
Probably.
No, probably correct. Yeah, he says.
A regular milk is a hamashka.
Yeah. The milk that the baby nurses from the mother, that's what the Mishnah says is that could be, that's what the Minhasina says. On this kasha on the Rambam, why the Rambam says the Shir is Kazai, and the Minhasina claims
It all depends the way it appears in the Lashon and Chumash. If it says, Kol Dam Vasechel, the Mashiach is going to be Kazayin. Then he gets stuck. When Chaskina tries to work everything out, then he gets stuck a little bit. Then the above of the salvation, the Mashiach Manav attaches it up. If you hope that when Chaskina is right, he patches up the little blotter that when Chaskina got involved in. Intravenous is Zikr HaMichael, yeah, it's not a mosque. The only thing is, what's in our community? Don't say a bracha Rishon, you don't say a bracha Chayla. Yeah, yeah, it goes into the blood directly. It doesn't go down the throat. That's not right. That's not called Achil at all. That's not called Achil. Even on Yom Kippur, that's not called Achil. And even on the Gemara, there's an Achleches HaMaroyim in the end of Chumash. And Terekin HaNashe, whether the Terekin is Machbid and Achilu depends on Hanoat HaGorayim or Hanoat HaMeyayim. But some wanted to say, well, if the Halacha depends on Hanoat HaGorayim, so then intravenous doesn't go down the throat, the Gorayim is the throat. But if Halacha depends on Hanoat HaMeyayim, means that he's full, that he gets intravenous, so then it's called Shmachilu. That's what the Sri Deyesh has assured. He says, no, that it's absolutely wrong. He says, that anybody who knows how to learn Yomar knows, it intravenous is not called achila. It doesn't matter whether hanuat agon, hanuat amiyan. That's an under machloekis. The Gemara tells you what that machloekis is. A person has a chatz zayis of treifin, and he swallows it, then he throws it up, then he eats again the same chatz zayis. If he threw it up and it drips on the achila and he eats it a second time, the avada doesn't count. But he throws it up and it's not drips on the achila, then he eats the same chatz zayis. Look at the achila part of the first chatz zayis, the same chatz zayis. Here it was. If you have Hanuat HaGorayim, if he ate the Kazayis, but look if I cook that up to me, then he ate the same Kazayis twice, but he ate a full Kazayis, so he'll be like it. But if you have Hanuat HaMenayim, his bottom line is in the stomach, he only had the half a Kazayis, he didn't have a full Kazayis. But that's the original Machlokes of the Gemara, Machlokes of the Echon HaMishlokes. In the end of Gira Noshe, whether the Halacha of Achiva of Kazayis, in Achiva of Chutzim Kazayis, depends on Hanuat HaGorayim, Hanuat HaMenayim. But if it's not going down the throat at all, it's going in the back way, into the bloodstream, whatever, then he says the 3DH right for sure. There can be traces also. There can be traces, it can be a kit, but there's no reason if it's blocked in the hollow, then you have a problem. Sometimes they have tube feeding where they put the food straight in or something like that, and they take blocks in the hollow of their righteous. The blocks in the hollow of their righteous is also bound up. But that's, even though it's not achiva, but it's bound up. But if it's only chicken, it's only chicken, so it's only Bas Mechala Zerabana. So Bas Mechala Zerabana is Mutabana. No, it's just Bas Mechila. That's not called Achila. So you put it straight into the stomach. You have all the Hanoah Tamiyan you want, but there was no Mais Achila. It didn't go down the base of Liya. But that's not, if there's no Achila, Zerach HaGorin at all, then Mechala Zerabana, that's not called an Achila. So as long as it's Mutabana, no, even if it's also Achila, that wouldn't pose a problem. Matza, yes, you would not be yet. If they put it in a tube, not only with people, let's say they had ground up matzim, they put it straight in a tube, then you wouldn't do it. It's not called an achim.
Yeah.
So that's what the Gemara says, the sixth shear. The sixth shear was kezayis, love shear accusation. And the seventh shear was dvash. What does dvash mean? Dvash tamarim, taste. And that's referring to the shear kezayis agatso. The Yom Kippur that on Yom Kippur the Achila and the Shtia do not have the Shear of Kolotarakula. The Shear Achila is Kazayas and the Shear Shtia is Razias, that's how we usually assume. And on Yom Kippur the Shear Achila is Kosevis Agasa, which is bigger than a Kazayas. And the Shear Shtia is smaller than a Razias. It's much less than a Razias. The Shear Shtia is Kimalai Lugmog, which by an Adam Beinani is a right Razias. That's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Iran. Right, not in beta means the rubber piece. It's in Gansim difference. That's the shot of that shear for Yom Kippur. That the shear for Achila is bigger, the shear for Shtir is smaller, it's the Chosevis Agatha. And it's the Malay Lukmav as opposed to Gazayas and Revius. What would be the din on Tishabov? What would be the din on Tishabov? What would be the shear? Why not Kimini? You're not allowed to eat less than a shear either. You're not permitted to eat less than a shear either. Let's say the following not Kimini. A person ate less than a shear. He wants to know, can they give him an aliyah on Tishabov? So many say, or does he say Amina? So many Pesachim assume that if he ate the shear, then he's in violation of his din tainis. The hetzer, the eater, the shegeg, or the doctor's allowed him to eat, whatever. So, but if he ate the shear, then he's not a misana. If he ate less than the shear, then he's over, then it's a different issue of chat shear. But it's not really a violation of the tainis. That's a shayla. So later he said he wasn't so convinced. He said his father wasn't so convinced about that. That's considered, that this is a shayla.
is a shayla chatishir, also in a prayer that you know, valida chatishir, let's say, if he eats chaylev, you chayt kors. If he eats, if he drinks dam, you chayt kors. If he eats, he's able to chayt, he's not chayt kors, he chayt malchus. Eating chaylev of dam is a much bigger affair than eating the vayna to chayt. What about eating a chatishir of chaylev and a chatishir of nevela? Is a chatishir of chaylev worse than a chatishir of nevela? You say chatishir of nevela. Chatishir of chaylev is a chaylev that you eat. Chatishir of dam is a dam eater. Chatishir of nevela is a nevela eater. It's an eater prati. You need to throw it, and they say, no, chatishir and kol-tarsul is an eat of plumbing. You're not allowed to eat a chatishir of anything. But that's the shayla about the way she said his father raised, and he gave to one who was fasting on a tonus, but he had to eat less than a shear. He said that one who ate less than a shear, he violated the mitzvah, that general mitzvah he violated. He violated the general mitzvah of chatishir. Eating a chatishir on a tonus is the same mitzvah as eating a chatishir of traitors on a weekday. She didn't say, no, the chatishir on a tonus is a tonus that he eats. Like a chatishir of chaylev is more common than a chatishir of the rabbanon. It won't apply to the aser, but it'll apply to the rabbanon. No, on the nisa deraisa the chatishir will be also the deraisa. On the nisa the rabbanon, the chatishir will be also the rabbanon. No, the way not have to shear, the way around it there, I say, there's no courage. If the doctor, if he doesn't have to eat, even if he has to shear in order to stay alive, then he's not allowed to eat that either. Yeah. Even if he has to shear is open, he says they're out of it. But if in order to stay alive, he did his machila mota hakala kalfila. The person's life is the second. And he has to eat some food in order to stay alive. He has to eat the chal shabbos to drive to the hospital in order to stay alive. So you can either do the chilul shabbos and retrace this by doing a big avera, or you can save his life by doing a small avera. That's the one. The less says in human, the chilul mota hakala kalfila. Try to do what's in together, try to do the least. So less than a shear is much less than an avera than more than a shear. Because more than a shear has kurs, less than a shear does not have kurs. So that's a shayla. Such a person who ate chatishir on Yom Kippur is in violation of a Yom Kippur because then he ate the hefter. The doctor said he has to. But the shayla is, was he in violation of the tainis or did he violate it? I'd like to give it. So that's the shayla. Let's say, can he get an aliyah? Can he get an aliyah to Mincha? Is he called on the sign or not? They can have any tainis. That's the big miraculous. He showed us that Mishma Melech has a machlokes of a shayla about that. Machlokes says the Rambam and the Ran. What the chatishir is a general Easter or it's a particular Easter. So the Mishnah Berurah has, so the Mishnah Berurah has a machlokes achronim about this. What's the shear for Tisha B'av? Should I say this special din that on Yom Kippur the shear for achilas chaseves hagatim, the shear for shtiyah is mulaylum? That's only on Yom Kippur because it says they need from the Sanhedrin Shteichen. But on Tisha B'av and on all the other tanaim, the shear for fasting is kazayit for food in the year for mashlo. And you say no. Called the tikkun and rabban gained the right to tikkun. Which gained their right? Which gained their right? Were they mistaking Tisha B'av and Atar B'Tavis and Shemar B'Tamis and some Yudal gained their right to Kain and Kippur? Were they mistaking a Kain? You see, we have Hila Shtiyah that the Shia should be because that is in a view. But that's also a Machlokes Achronim.
Have you listened to the show
of Yudal Abdullah? Yes, it's only Shia B'Tavis. Only the Lord B'Tavis. Yes, that's a different, that's an Achag Gemara. Right. That's a different Gemara. That's L'Chora unrelated to this. I'll be Pashtus. I'll be Pashtus. On Yom Kippur, the Shir Shtiyah happens to be Malay Gugma. And on the Rosh Hashanah, she eats them. If you finish an Azor, you mustn't have to drink Malay Gugma. The Pashtus is that these are two unrelated here. Basically suggests in Sukkot, they want to say, maybe that's the Shir Shtiyah and Kol HaKarakura. Maybe that's the Shir for Barna Foshin. How much do you have to drink in order to say Barna Foshin? Because it says one day, yes, Malay Gugma. But the Gemara says that's the Shia for Yom Kippur drinking, and that's the Shia for Kiddush Abdullah. The place wants to put two and two together. They say, and that's the Shia Shia Kabbalah Tarkul. Well, I don't know. Then it's nice to say, no, they don't think so. But they're not so convinced that the Rambam is right. The Rambam has no say. The Rambam says Shia is revealed. The Rambam says the Shia for eating is because the Shia for drinking is revealed. They did not so sure. They think the Malay Lukma is probably not right, but they're mistaken whether it's Kazayit or Aziz. Maybe the Shia from Ashton is also Kazayit. They're not sure that the Shia from Ashton is revealed. So there are three shiurim. One little person has three possibilities. How much tea do you have to drink, or how much soda do you have to drink, or how much wine do you have to drink, in order to say, Abrach Achrayna, is the Shia Kazayit? So is the Shia Malay Lukma, which is a Rav Revealed, which is more than a Kazayit, so is the Shia Revealed?
And that's why Mr. Hamarab says, because of the three sheets, you should always try to avoid the machlokes. You either drink more than a marah, more than a revius, or less than a kazai. In a way, this way, she's pretty hard on us in a cycle of Hashem, and I had a good place. It's because I'm not the days Hashem has said, it's not that the Shabbat is on the Shabbat, but only the Shabbat is on the Shabbat. We only bring the Kurim from the Shabbat, you don't bring some apples and pears and oranges on the Shabbat. So it's not just an advertisement that the Rosh Hashem is saying how wonderful our Shabbat is, how Shabbat is on the Shabbat. The Shabbat has a halakhic significance. When he gets to Bikurim, Shem Hashem said, when he gets to Trumas and Maishri, that the chiyus that he matches Trumas and Maishri from that era is only on the Shiva Tamidim. Yeah, I just don't remember which is the drasha. Or Adama. Shatavi Me'artzucha. Shatavi, Eretz Asher Hashem Kecha, how does he say? Eretz Chita says, Gepa Nesenu Merim, and it says Eretz, and here it says, for the Shvach Eretz, it's Negev Allah. But somehow the Gemara understood that there's more. So the first time it says, what's more is the Seder over here. The fact that the Shivat HaMinim are relevant is for Bikurim, and also the fact that it's written in a specific order is relevant. And the Gemara says, the Tlika, and he disagrees with the second Mandoma. How do you see that he disagrees? He's saying about the Seder. The second is just saying about the fact that they're listed. And the fact that they're listed, that's in order to tell you for Bikurim, that's the same issue. It's all these questions. The second Mandama is not explaining another head, but why it's in that order. He's just saying, what is the halachic significance of the Shiva Tamim? So he says, each one of them is the Shiva Tamim. But he's not explaining why the order, why that order, is what we're speaking. It's strange, because everybody believes that's essential is murder. The other Rachel Mandar. Everybody's not saying that the Shiva Tamim certainly have a halachic status when they get to Bikur. And some Shem help when they get to Trumas and Maishu. They don't have Trumas and Maishu. It's the Raisha and Shiva Tamidim. We happen not to pass Maishu. We pass it only on Dogon Kirish V'Yitzvah. Not on all Shiva Tamidim. Only on Dogon, a Chamesh Yisrei Dogon, on grapes and wine, and Yitzvah is olives and olive oil. That's all the others, the pomegranates and the figs and the dates is only the Rabbonim. We only think that is the Raisha of Dogon Kirish V'Yitzvah. That's how we pass in the Shulchan. But there is such an opinion that all the Shiva Tamidim is right. So somehow the Gemara held over here, the Gemara thought that this is a machlokes. But the second Adama says that the Pasuk is telling me that each one of the Zayinim is relevant and it gets assured. And the first Adama is telling me something different, and you cannot darshan both from the same Pasuk. Why not? I don't know. You cannot darshan both. So either you take the first or you take the second. And how can it be? Don't we take both? We want both. And that's the Gemara's darshan. So the Gemara says another day, the Idach. And what does the first mandama do? First mandama holds that the pasuk goes kaidim lebracha, kolam lubdim lepasuk zayim lubdim lebracha. So how does he know all the dinim of shiurim and for the gemara? How is shiurim the head you mix tidi? So states in the pasuk kriyt usar yevam shema. It says what each one is a shiur for. Ela no, this is not learned out in this pasuk. This is only the rabbanon, the shemar, the rabbanon across master gam. That's only an asmat. What do you mean? It's only the rabbanon, the shiurim, and the rabbanon. On the left-hand side of the Amud, and the Masoret HaShasi writes that when this exact same Gemara appears in the other two places, in the beginning of there, in the beginning of Sukkot, the Lashon is different. Instead of saying that there are bottom, it says, Ela Hilchasa Minu. So all the Hilchasa means, Halacha Moshe Mishina. What is it happening with the Rabbanon? Some Bosna Lashon? What is the choice of truth with the Rabbanon? So the Masoret has a famous essay on this. He writes, he quotes a Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi says, what do you mean, the shear mahalocha l'maisha nisina. The halocha l'maisha nisina said to Farish that the shear for chela the dam is the dais. The shear for Yom Kippur is kikaisis. Halocha l'maisha nisina said that. That's what I always thought that. Yeah, that's what it said. He says, no, Yishami doesn't say that. The halocha l'maisha nisina said, kindala. I give you 50 shear. Now you do, you figure out whatever your heart desires. So on the one hand it's Hilchus of the Yerula, on the other hand it's Midr Abana. It doesn't mean that it's Midr Abana. It means there's a new concept. There's a Midrash, L'Misara HaKasad Allah HaKam. That the Chacham, they were given the Koyach to determine what the Din Daraita will be. The Gemara has like that Lashon, then he gets the Malach and Chalamoy. The Gemara says, L'Misara HaKasad Allah HaKam. The Chacham has to be Kaveya, which Malach is Aras and when should be Musa. And once they're Kaveya that, and we pass in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlok, Samshem holds that that lashon of Mitzar Kasa Lach Hachon means that it's only Midr Abban. And Melech of Chalamad is only Midr Abban. That's not the Mechaber pass. And the Ramot pass is not so. So he says in Abed Uzara, as it's today, the end of the first Sarek in Abed Uzara. And the Ramot, in the beginning of the first sit, in Ilchus Chalamad, the Mechaber writes that they asked Melech, some Melech is Midr Abban and Chalamad. And I heard, if you serve the Melech, some Melech is Midr Abban. And the Ramot understands, no. And it says, "Lo misar kasra lachachanim." It means that it's an isa deraisa, but it's up to the chachanim to be kaveya what the nature of the isa deraisa should be. Yeah, it doesn't say explicitly, but that's how the Maariv Chaim suggests on the Sfira Tagimara. Our Gemara says that all of these shiurim on the Rabbah on the Gemara, but it says that it's hilchosa nikalachon loshim misina. So how do you find for the Sfira? This is look in Yerushalmi, the whole Sfira is answer. The Rabban Shon gave them the Maseret various shiurim, but he didn't tell them which sin should be which shiur. He said you can kaveh shiurim based on this, based on that. And the Chachamim had it be kaveh, whatever they thought, whichever sin should match up with whichever shiur. So that's a little bit called Midr Rabban. It doesn't really mean Midr Rabban, it means Divrei Sarchem, it's one of the Tzalkas of the Chachamim. Akroat Master Biyam. Find the buzz light, the buzz light. So the real Drasha Gemura, the real drasha gemura of the pasuk of Erek Kintasera is it goes on kol hakayim and pasuk hakayim. That's the whole din. So now we understand it. The real drasha is it tells you the shiurim aminim, but you get to be clear. But you get tremus amaisus. But a secondary drasha is what order does it appear in the pasuk? Not only do we derive from the fact that these are listed, well, that's just an advertisement. Come to Eretz Yisrael and swim in the Kinneret. No, that's an advertisement. Come to Eretz Yisrael has the Shiva Tamil. The Rebbe Shlomo is writing this advertisement. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. So this advertisement has halachic significance. Not only does it have a halachic significance, which was singled out, the arrangement of how that was singled out is also relevant. Which Eretz Kam, Eretz Gatzer. So which with the Shiva Tamil that was singled out has halachic relevance when it gets to Bikurim, and it comes to some when it gets to Shemus and Maisu. And what order they were singled out in is also a halachic significance in Aferah. So Kedima Bibrachas. And then the remnants to the Shiurim, that's an Asmachta. That's really Hilchos HaGemiri law. That's really a different thing. That's only an Asmachta on the Pasuk. That's not really a Drasha Gemura on this Pasuk. Now the question is, was like with this Drasha, Kala Kedim Bibrachas, Kedim Bibrachas, do we hold like that? Let's go back to the Mishnah. We left off in the middle of everything. And then on the day, there was a machlekes hatanayim, and there's a mishnah and that name of it. So the second half of the mishnah has like this: Hayu lefanav minim hazeh. A person has different fruits. He loves oranges, and he doesn't really enjoy olives so much. One day, can he keep eating oranges? So the oranges is chaviv, and what can he do? The olives up in the shiva tamim. And he wants to eat both. That's all they give him for breakfast. He's going to have an orange and an olive. So he's going to say tari pihoi. Should he say birthday hate on the olive and part of the orange? Should he say birthday hate on the orange and part of the olive? So it's a machlekes of Yehuda Rabban. Of Yehuda and the Yesh B'nei Min Shiva. Allah from the Bar. Say the birthday hate on the olive and part of the orange. And the Chacham say Mubarak. Alayz Men Shehirte. Alayz Men Shehirte does mean that it's optional. It means on the thought. If you like oranges much better than you like olive, you don't really enjoy olives. So say the brach on the orange. What, just parenthetically, there is a machlekes harishonim, how do you translate chaviv? Chaviv means, if you ask me any time of the day, any day of the year, which do you enjoy better, oranges or olives, in my sleep, I will tell you I enjoy oranges and I do not enjoy olives, any time. So say the oranges are chaviv. What if
Yes,
summertime, wintertime, depends on the hard cold. Sometimes I enjoy it. What did I have for breakfast? But sometimes I enjoy it. So that's what so the Rambam writes like that. Chavit means both the shore, which is Chavit. Mavarach, Alei Demen Shehir, which one is Chavit now? That's why it says, Mavarach, Alei Demen Shehir, so the Rambam says, which one is Chavit now? Now the Rishonim say, no. It means which one is Chavit in your favorite. You have to be Kadeh, which is your favorite, yes. So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim, what exactly do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say that the Chavit, you say the Baruch and the Chavit, doesn't mean which one is Chavit generally by you, that doesn't mean which one is Chavit now. Then there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, how do we pass it? Normally you say, Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim, so you should pass it like the Chachamim. You should not pass it like Rabbi Yudit. And Tesis has a Hechrich. The Rambam talks like a Chacham, but Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. So he's passing like a Chacham, the Mavach HaLeid Mem Shehir, so the Chodit is ordered. And Tesis and Rav HaRishonim say, no, we have to pass it like Rabbi Yudit. Echa Tesis. You see, it's interesting on the Mishnah, the Ayin Mishpat Ne'er Mitzvah always has the tiny letters. He always tells you how he passes. He doesn't write anything here, you know why? Because of the Chaver and Sif Aleph and Sif Tzitz, goes to Machlokes. Chaver goes both. So he's going to write, the Ayin Mishpat Ne'er Mitzvah is going to put a Tzion on Rabbi, he's going to put a Tzion on the Chachamim, to the same Tzimit. And Reish Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, they're going to be passing like Rabbi Yudit, because Rav HaRishonim are like Rabbi Yudit. And then in Sif Beis, it says the Rambam, the Daat HaRambam, and they came, and the Rambam passes like the Chachamim. So he's going to make the Tzion for both. So he doesn't give you any fear. He doesn't get it out. He doesn't give you any mind off here. But both opinions are quoted. How did Tysus and Rav HaRishonim get the thankful that we should pass like a beautiful where? Rama finished with the whole Gemara. So this Tysus we learned already. So the Gemara says like this. We started reading on 59 to the bottom, and now men also manalas, where it says Rav had 2 lines before that. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Lahakim, the Omar Rabbi Yosef Itaymer Rabbi Yitzchak. Do you have the Omar by us? The Gersis, the line begins with the letter the Omar Rabbi Yosef. And the other Gersis Taisa had is Omar Rabbi Yosef, not the Omar. So Taisa's Omar Rabbi Yehuda has it. The Omar Rabbi Yosef. Tirish Ashwiv, two Gersis do. Taisa begins with the two Gersis. Dila Maskal, Omar Rabbi Yehuda has it two Gersis. What is the issue here? Because the Gemara had a machloikis amaron. Every single machloikis is quoted in Shulchan. There's no chloreb stuck on it. There's a machloikis, the Rambam, the Sif Aleph, and the Sif Beis. The Rav HaRishonim passed like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam passed like the Chachamim. So that's Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Then there's a machloikis called Pshat Chavit. Chavit means the one that I would prefer, the one that I enjoy more now, or the one that's generally more. And then there's more machloikis. Look at the machloikis with it. Dechasem Shabbat, not Dechasem Shabbat. Every issue in the Sugya is quoted in the Machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. There's no Kvar of Stak on it. Whatever you do, there's a Shita that supports you. So the Gemara had a Machlokes Amaroyim. What was the Machlokes Fatanoyim? Here. On the fifth line from the top of Nema, we learned this 3 weeks ago, I think. 3-4 weeks ago, I don't know. Amaru the machlekes b'shavichasem shavus. The only time there's a machlekes of Yirin Rabbanim is if you have an orange and an olive, and they're both are eight. Because should he say, so whatever he's going to say the brachan, that's like the chepta shamit, over which he's going to say the bracha. Whenever he says brachas anenin, so that's a mitzvah of the Rabbanim. So you have to recite the brachas anenin over some food or another. So the food which you pick to say the bracha over, that's considered the gift, that's the chet that enables you to perform the mitzvah of starting the Berach HaNenim, so that's considered the chet for some mitzvah. It's just like you have to have a beautiful mezzeh, you have to have a beautiful palace, and you have to have a tishrisma and so on. You have to have the more mehudah, more chashev and michael. So which is the more chashev and michael? Is it the min shiva, the olive, which you don't enjoy, or is it the orange, which you do enjoy? You can say that the min shiva is the more chashiv, Afi Allah has chashiv, you can say the one that he enjoys better. So that's the machlokes of Yidin and the Rabbana, which is preferred. So the Gemara says, machlokes, the only time there's machlokes of Yidin and Rabbana should be the same Shabbos. If it's the same bracha, Abiyud is the min shiva, Adi is Rabbana is the min chavar, they both hold, you do a Hidr mitzvah, how do you accomplish it in the Arab Shemir, the same Shabbos? But if one is Ha'et and one is Ha'adoma, one is Ha'et and one is Mizrenis, then it doesn't apply.
What doesn't apply?
They all agree for telling you
that. They all agree that what? How the shame of the same shot is in Akhil. You gotta take two different books. In what order? Right, there's a big machlek and Terry Shainim on this line. The Pasha Pshat is no order. There's no order, any order you want. Any order you want. The only Kedima you have is places sort of four. One is the Shahako. Is a drop of Columbus, that's a general drop, and the other one is a drop of Mephoretes. So the drop of Mephoretes precedes the drop of Columbus. But it's all of the prophets that you're going to say are going to be drop of Mephoretes. One is going to be Hoyt, one is going to be Hadama. He's no Hoyt, and more Mephoretes than Hadama. It doesn't matter. Hoyt and Zaynes and Hadama, these are all prophets Mephoretes. The Aiden of Shiryutha Yagdin, the Tashma says that there's no clean of that. How many we show him interpret? And Satan says no. Whenever Ember has been shoved to different brachas, then everybody agrees that Min Shiva is a mal of Lamar, but Chavit takes over. So the Achrayim matters that very much. Why should everybody agree? The person says, why? Because if you say everybody agrees, Asbar Nasena said, Rav Yudah should give in to the Rabbonim. Why should the majority give in to the minority? The minority opinion should give in to the majority. What are you debating?
Minority.
What do you mean? Ember Hashem Shabbos, there's no Kedim at all. So that's the Machlag and Sarah Shainim also move into Shulchan Aruch. The Shainim of Hashem Shabbos. So what's the law? If the person says, Chodi Vadim, we'll call Adai, Chodi Vadim, that's the top choice. And then in Shulchan Aruch they quote the other Rishonim disagree. Nothing is obvious. There's no Chavir Vadim, there's no Shiva Tamina Modif. Make a case. Why should you say? There's no Tzedek Din at all. There's another cloud in Shulchan Aruch. There's another cloud that Achrayim have in the Mefarshim on the Mishnah Sabbath. If there's a minyan ka'olam, how you normally eat? Let's say the cake is for dessert, the cake comes at the end. So he wants to say, no, the Zaynus, he didn't wash, and he says, no, the Zaynus is supposed to take kibbutz. He's going to start eating the cake. His wife is going to get out of it. Why are you mashing the cake? That's supposed to be for the dessert. You have to start with the grapefruit, whatever. So whatever the minyan ka'olam is, if the minyan ka'olam is that you start with the flesh first, and then you have the ha'olama later, if there's no minute kavua, when he starts with the sinus and he starts with the flesh, then the person says, based on the Gemara, that Hadama does precede. Hadama comes first.
Yeah.
I don't know if it means that you start eating the main dish first. Is that the minute I'm eating? Does he eat the main dish first?
No.
I got it, don't observe that. I don't know. I usually eat some side dishes first before the minute. I don't know. If we have minute kavua and it's not minaminus to eat it out of order, the derech dictates to eat in the same way everybody else is eating, so then these klovim don't apply. Because they're not holding by eating both. The only time you have all the klovim kedim are if you're holding by eating two things, so then you have to be compared and the halacha takes over. But if you're not holding by eating, it's not. You're not holding by eating the third michael before you eat the second michael. You have to go in order. That's how there's a humorous comment that the Tarakimina has
decreased.
In the first Daf in Megillah, the Gemara has a discussion. What do you do like this year when Shushan Purim fell out on Shabbos? So in Eretz Yerushalayim, they can't read the Megillah on Shabbos because they can send Shemri Avraham and Avraham. So they have to read before. So when do they read before? So one opinion of the Tanaim is, if you're moving up already, to move them up to the Yom HaKnisa. We have it in that the people who live in the villages lay in the Megillah earlier. So in Yerushalayim, so let them read before. So it's going to come out a little humorous, but every normal year in Yerushalayim they read after us. And this year they're going to read before us. Now I understand they're going to read before us. So the Gemara has a discussion, different, all the logical possibilities. The Gemara has all the different, covering how different sheets is, how you arrange it when it comes out like that. So one time it says, Ayamim Ha'elim Nizkarim Bin Na'asim. So he says there's a Hekish, Nizkarim Bin Na'asim, and Nizkarim refers to Nikra Megillah. Nizkarim means Lahaskir, to mention. That's the hallmark of a mitzvah megillah. It never says in the beginning, you can't make megillah. It just says, Hayam v'ayil and yizkor v'nazim. So the Gemara says, Ma ha'tziya l'mafrei aloi, av zechir l'mafrei aloi. So what is that referring to? So the Gemara is talking about reading the megillah backwards, I think. If you lay the megillah in the wrong order, I've heard the megillah l'mafrei aloi. So the Gemara learns of that. How do you learn of that? Ma ha'tziya l'mafrei aloi. What does it mean, ma'asiyah ma'asrei aloi? What does that mean? So the part of Shabbat Yimah means that you can't observe Shushan Purim before Purim. So the part you can't observe Shushan Purim before Purim, so too, you can't read the Megillah out of order. So the order of the question is, what's the Tushta? How can you have on the calendar?
The 16 before the
15. It doesn't come out like that. It's impossible. Here it's possible, physically possible, to read the Tushta in the Megillah out of order. You can rearrange the Kriya. But it's physically impossible to have the 15th of others come out before the 14th. What does it mean? So Saratmima gives an original interpretation on that Hekish. He says, Ma'asiyah l'mafrei aloi. It's not referring to Shushan Purim with Purim. Which day you observe first? It's referring to the Surah Purim. He says, how do you eat a Surah Purim? First you have the half grapefruit. Then you have the gefilte fish, whatever. Then you have the soup. Then you have the main dish. Then you have the dessert. And you don't need it out of order. So just like Ma'asiyah l'mafrei aloi, I'll clear them after that. So I'll talk to that. But then you have the answer to this one. You need to add it. Why not? It's important. Yeah, it's
like
one set of them. But I'm not going to say. But we hope that that's part of the negative vision. You get to saying the drop is first. If you're not holding by eating the next one, you're holding there by eating the first, Michael. The only time you have this whole study is this whole complicated mark. All the different sheets you see. If you can hold, you're holding by eating two macholim, so which one should you say the bracha on first? But if you're not holding by this course, you're holding a course before that, so it's not both the chesed. Fine. So nachamot. What were the different opinions? Let's chazer again. Try to put everything together. There was a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah of Yudin Rabbanan. He's eating an olive and an orange. Does he say hoetz on the olive to pass on the orange? Does he say hoetz on the orange to pass on the olive? Chaviz versus min shiva. And there's a machlokes, the Rambam against all the Rishonim had a passing. The Rambam says, he's passing like Zaka Chomin, that the Chavit is Rovit. And the further machlokes, well, how do you translate Chavit? The Rambam holds that whatever is Chavit right now, whatever Rishonim holds, no, whatever is generally Chavit. And then, and Rav Yudah says, Min Shiva Zavit. So the Shaim is, when the Chachomim disagree with Rav Yudah, and they hold Chavit Zavit, so they deny totally the whole significance of Min Shiva. He does not go with Min Shiva. Or do they say, no, Min Shiva Adit? They're masking both the Rabbuda and the Rabbana. That's what we learned from Parashat. Rabbuda and Rabbana are both masking. There's a Hashiva to Min Shiva. Let's say he loves oranges and he loves grapes equally. He enjoys grapes and enjoys oranges. Olives he doesn't. But grapes and oranges he enjoys equally. So he has a prayer. If you just say, oh, eight on this on us, it could be on the left leg. Everybody's masking. Say the brach on the grapes and pass on the orange.
Yeah.
Don't say the brach on the orange and pass on the grapes. Or let's say he has two pairs that they're both from the Shiva Taminim. They're both not from the Shiva Taminim, and one of them he enjoys better than the other. So everyone would agree. Say the brach on the chavid. And Patadeinachav, everybody agrees that Chavit is a factor, everybody agrees that Minshiv is a factor. They only have a dispute when they're in conflict with each other. When there's a clash, is this order from that or is that order from that? That's the simple shot. So that's what Tezis had the two gears. That's what we were up to. Tezis had the two gears because the Gemara has, at one point, right before what we learned tonight, the Gemara says, Ziyom Arab Yaitu Vitaim Rab Yitzchok, reviewed his opinion in the Mishnah that Minshiv is based on the following memory of the Omar. You to go with this Mandomar. That's why the Rabbanon do not go with that Mandomar. According to the Rabbanon you say the Baruch on the Chaviv, they don't hold from this whole Russia, the first Russia. And since there's so much time spent in the Gemara about the Kol HaKadim HaPlas, the Kadim LaBrach, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that that's not it. It didn't. There's a whole hierarchy. First comes Chita, then comes Zayit, then comes Torah, then comes Murim, then comes Jephthah and Rima. The whole system of the Gemara is spent on its time. That's not okay. That's obvious from the Gemara that we pass from our computer because they're upon waking up the whole institution of the Minshiva. That's if you have the Gemara says, Be on the Rav Yesu, because the Gemara is introducing this memory. But our Kedem of Tov, the Kedem of Bracha, was in Rav Yudit. Rav Yudit's opinion that Yin Shiva takes precedence is based on his Tov. If you have the other gears to, Omer Rav Yosef, a new member, two dots before, Omer Rav Yosef, a new member, that everybody's not, everybody holds Yin Shiva as Kedima, and everybody's not in Kala Kedem of Bracha. They just argue which takes precedence, Kavir or Yin Shiva. So then, to them, there's no contradiction. You can hold like the Rabbanan and the Mishnah, and you can hold like the Nehman and the Gemara. That's the Taisa says. That depends on the two Girsas. So they have the Omer Rav Yosef, or you have Omer Rav Yosef. Then Taisa, we discussed 2 weeks ago. Taisa has the right, which way is the correct way? Taisa has a Haikacha from the Gemara, that the memory of Kol HaKodim Apostol is not Muskan. Because when one of the Amoraim seems to be in violation of that, if you said the Brach on the wrong fruit first, so the other one said, but seriously now, the Hod Amar Rav Yosef, instead of asking, aren't you doing wrong, he said, do you disagree with this? What do you mean you disagree? What's actually disagree with everybody holds? You should have hit him over the head. You're a violation of the din. So he didn't hit him over the head. He said, do you disagree? Right? So he said, there's room to disagree. And so he said, you see that the memory of Kol HaKodim Apostol, Kodim the Prophet, is not of a machloikas. It's a machloikas of even the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon making up the whole institution of Nishiva doesn't mean anything. They're not going to the whole thing. No chashivas at all. Not that Kravitz takes precedence over Minshiva. Minshiva doesn't mean anything. But Tzadik says it, and Yosef, that's Mukhav from the Gemara, that the Rabbanim denied the whole institution on Minshiva doesn't mean anything. But the Gemara makes so much of a thought about the Minshiva. You see that our law is like our Judah. You see that our law is like our Judah. We do talk from the Minshiva. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam has the other Jews. Omer Rav Yosef, not the Omer Rav Yosef. Not Kravitz everywhere. This sugi that we learn in Shiva has chashivas kuli amal apligi. Kala kaidim pas kaidim lebrach and kuli amal apligi. Everybody's not. The whole machlech in the Mishnah only is when they come in conflict with each other. Every step of the way in the Shulchan Aruch, everything is a machlech. If you pass from like Rav Yudit, if you pass from like the Rabbanan, if it's Eimbe Hashem Shabbos, so then what's the halacha? Do you say Chaviv takes precedence? Or do you say Kol Mashi Yirta takes precedence? Every step is a machlech. And how do you define chavis? Whether it's determined generally, or it's determined right now. So all the sheets are called, everything is called. Okay, that's it till the end of the month. That's the month that we have. Okay. Thank you. And today said that the Torah in Vayakel writes that the women, we learned from Sefer Shabbos, we came upon this drush in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the women did a very strange thing, double ethylism. They were weaving the wool while it was still attached to the backs of the Eden. So it's very strange, what did they do that for? What was the difference just the Weizmerkunst? What was the importance of doing that? I saw that Thomas Kaufman from Eretz Yisrael published around 10 years ago, he published a Maimon where he collects 10 different sheets. And he's showing them in Achayim as to what was the significance of doing that. So I never had a chance just today. I looked it over. It has very interesting. So he quotes the following discussion in the middle. One of his 10 explanations quotes in the Rav Shava. A very interesting comment. He's Ma'ayra Neshayva. The din is, the Osu Li Nigdash, the Osu Li Nishmi. The Beis HaMikdash and everything that the Beis HaMikdash has to be made with Shema. What if a Nachri will make it? So we usually assume the Gemara that a Nachri cannot make with Shema. Let's say a Goy will write a get with Shema. So the Gemara says, Nachri adaita dinav shikov. The Goy has himself in mind. He doesn't have in mind with Shema. Let's say a Goy will make Shmura Matzah with Shema. The Mishayim, the Goy will say it's no good. A Goy can't make with Shema. What does it mean? It's a psychological statement that the Goy has himself in mind. Lachri. Well, the psychological statement for Rav Chaim in his sefer quotes of Simcha Zelot, the Zion and Bris. He was a little younger than him, but he was very recorded with Rav Chaim. I think that's the only living person that he quotes in his sefer. He hardly quotes any strong role in his sefer. He hardly quotes anybody on him. He just quotes Rishayim. But he quotes the only living person Rav Chaim told it. He quotes in his sefer of Simcha Zelot there. So the Zion brought a riot from the Rambam that it's not a psychological statement. Because the Rambam writes that a mumma l'chal Shabbos b'ferhesi is dina ka'akum, and he also cannot write a get l'shma. So Rabbi Chazelik said that the Gemara is making a psychological statement that the goy, if it's always that type of an option called always has dichon zin,
just because the fellow was brought up by the Matam and Chal Shabbos of Hesed, it means he has a Goyishan mentality. Maybe he has a Yiddish mentality, and he's going to have it. Maybe he's going to write to get the Shema. But he said, you see from the Rambam that it's a halachic statement. Al Pidin and Nachri cannot create the Shema. And one of the Al Pidin, even Tinachri, whether we like it or not, Chal Shabbos says, it's even Tinachri, Al Pidin and Nachri cannot create the Shema. What kind of a din is that? Not a psychological thing. What kind of a din is it? So that's what the Goyim say. Whoever is ain't a b'tayras, any mitzvah cannot create l'shmo t'alochir. If the nochir is not mukhiyat, he's matzah. So after he did, the nochir is mukhiyat from baking matzah. It's a mazal that women are mukhiyat, he's matzah. If women wouldn't be mukhiyat, he's matzah, then a woman wouldn't be able to bake l'shmo matzah. L'shmo, you would insist on having b'tayras together, and it would cost what? And it would cost 10 times as much. Yes, 10 times as much. The Rabbeinu Tam says that Atiyas Atzitzis, the Rabbeinu Tam says in Hittin and Hembeit, that Atiyas Atzitzis has to be done by men, women are not Mukhid and Tzitzis, so since the woman is Ein of the Torah, so she cannot create the Shema. The Gemara says that a woman cannot write Tzillin. It says in the Pasuk, Pshat Malos on Yedecho, Pshat Malos is in Seisach L'Sharach, so the Gemara makes a drosh of one Pasuk next to the other, so from his glory, from his Rami Dash and Smith and one Pasuk next to the other, they have two Dinim in the same Pasuk, it's a Hekish. If they have two dinim and two kumim next to the other, that's smuchim. So in Mishnah Torah, the Gemara says everybody dashes smuchim. The rest of the chumash and machloek is where he dashes smuchim or not. And chumash drawn he dashes. So this is smuchim in the chumash drawn that says, ukshat and rosh on yedach, ukshat mamzuz v'shech and v'shech and v'shech. Yesh to mikshir, yesh to mikshir. Had in Nashi, the women, since they're not mechuyif to make tzum, so they're not kosher for writing mezuzah. So the Rabbeinu Tam seems all like this. So the woman is not kosher for writing tzilin. Doesn't up to that. I don't need a topic for that, because the women is not Mukhid in Tzillin, so they have a Torah, so she cannot write the Shema. But mezuzah, the women are Mukhid to put mezuzahs on the door. So I would have thought that some to the Hekesh, I would have thought that the women are possible for writing Tzillin, but they are cautious for writing mezuzahs. So the Hekesh tells me that they detect Tzillin and mezuzah goes together. So since the women are possible for writing Tzillin, because they're not Mukhid, then the men are also possible for writing mezuzah, even though they are Mukhid. So according to that Rabbeinu Tam, the Goyim seem to hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, they extend it. Whenever somebody is not mechuyev in a mitzvah, Nochri or an Isha is not mechuyev in a certain mitzvah, she cannot make the Shmoy. But the Shaila is, by Atiyas HaMishkan, the mitzvah of the Otterly Mikdash, are the women included in that obligation or not? Are women mechuyev also to participate in Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Seis HaTchira that this mitzvah of the Osir Limigdash applies to men and the women. All the women are also Mechuyev. So the Achorim Es Kakash should not be a mitzvah as Shazman Gromer, because Allah says that you cannot do the Atiyas HaMishkan Balayla. You cannot do Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe because it's not Bech HaShabbos, that doesn't necessarily show that, that does not necessarily show that it's a Zman Gromah, but you cannot do Balayla. It's not Derech Balayla. It's a mitzvah zonah bayoyim, it's not mitzvah balayla. If you have a mitzvah that's only the Hegel bayoyim, shouldn't it be a mitzvah says to Shah Zman Gromah? So how does the Rambam know that the women are mechuyev? So they have a whole tool. But some suggest, if the women would not be mechuyev in Atiyas HaMishkan, so how could they make the trouble with reason? They make things that Pasuk says. That they donated money, it says the men and the women, they donated their takshikrin, and they made the kiyur. No, you can donate, and Nachri can also donate. That's not a kasha. The Kabbalah doesn't have a shema nachem also. But if the Nachri cannot make the shema, you have to have Yosem and Midas, Yosem and Shemi, you have to make the shema. If the woman would be made of the Torah, if she wouldn't be mechuyev in the mitzvah, so she would be mukka for making the shema. So the fact that the women participated in the Atiyas HaMishkan, that's good for Zaraya, that they are mechuyev in Atiyas HaMishkan, otherwise it wouldn't be the Shema. That's why they mechuyev, isn't it, as Zman Gromah? Some Achranim say, En Achananish is Zman Gromah, but it's a Chavis HaTzibur. The only time you say Mr. Tessu says Zman Gromah, Noshim Tzuris is a Chavis HaYochid. Tzitzis and Shaker and Sukkah and Shim and something like that. But if everyone is mechuyev as a Chelik of the Kral Yisrael, so the women are also part of Kral Yisrael. But the whole idea is Zman Gromah doesn't apply on that. Others say, it's halacha that you cannot make the Mishkan Balayla is only the actual construction of the Mishkan, the bayis of the Mishkan, the structure, the building. But the kelim and the begotim and that you can do the work at night also. The preparation you can do. Certain parts can be done by Balayla, but just because certain parts cannot, doesn't make it considered as his non-gram. Sure. That's what some say. So the Ragat Shabbat has an ayin sof.
You raise the question, what was the purpose of this Chachma, this Kuntz, to do? Because they are Tavoret, the Yizim, other Yizim, that they wove with Wallah B'Dan Yizim, and then the Chumash only has it with the Yiriyas HaTachteris, there with the Yiriyas Ra'al Yeyna. So the Pasuk only has the Kuntz, which I never noticed. The Pasuk only has the Yizim's Kuntz to the Tavoret, the Yizim. The Yizim was the Yiriyas Ra'al Yeyna. And Yiriyas HaTachteris they didn't do. And he wants to know why did they could have done it on the wall. But the Yiriyas HaTachteris could have done also on top of the sheep. So he wants to, the Ragat Shalom wants to say the following. The women can only create the Shmo if they're Yesh to the Torah. The Roman Mechuyas in the Yiriyas HaTachteris. They're not Mechuyas in the Yiriyas HaYayin.
Why?
Because the Yiriyas HaTachteris, if you don't have the Yiriyas HaTachteris, you're missing the roof of the Mishkan. That's really the Ohel. Ohel of the Mishkan is the Yiriyas HaTachteris. That's the one that's nearer to this week. The top of the Yiriyas HaYayin is not near. So the women are Mechuyas in Korbanos Tziva to be themselves. They don't have to give Matzah Tashekel, but the Korbanos Tziva are offered on behalf of the whole Tziva. Including the men and women show that everybody's included. But you can't offer Korbanos if you don't have a Mishkan. So the Mishkan requires the Yiriyas HaTachteris. So the women could make normal. The Yiriyas HaTachteris they can make normally. They don't make an Afil Lishma. They can shear off the wool and then weave it. That's no problem. The Yiriyas HaYayinus, he says, they were Taka not Mechuyas. That was Taka. This is Desus Shazman Grono. Because the Yiriyas HaYayinus wouldn't be ma'akiv in the HaKrobos HaKrobos. Also, it's full of chidus, like the Shalosh stuff. Everything was full of chidus. So he says, the women were Taka not Mechuyas. He says, the top Yiriyas wouldn't be ma'akiv, because if you have the bottom Yiriyas, the radio.
Yeah.
So he says, on the Yiriyas HaYayinus, if they would have done it normally, shear off the
wool
from the Yiriyas. And then naked it would have been possible. Because the women are Eidah B'Tayrus and they cannot create Lishma. And you need Lishma. So he says that's why, but the women were Chalashim to participate. So they did the Tfiyah Ariyizim and it's not Kosher yet. So everything they did out they didn't count. And then someone else, a man would come and cut it off and it was already made. So the man who would cut it off, he would be Makhshirit. Called Manas Mechubah to the Balkai, he can't use it. So the whole Asiyah that they did out they didn't have an Adin of Asiyah. And the Yiriyas HaTachteris, they didn't have to do that because they did it normally because there they were the terrorists because the Yiriyas HaTachteris are Mikuf Hanayinpah. This is one of the ten out there. Then he has another nine out there. The same that has to be ashamed of more of their Hashad. It would be fancier, it would shine better, it would be cleaner. Some of them didn't go to Mitzvah, some of the other symbols. When it gets into the Achrayim, they get very elegant.